This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. Now, as always, it is that time in the morning.
It's our favourite doctor, Tariana.
Dr. Jonathan is on the line to give us our daily COVID update. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're amazing, mate. Look, you're getting good at this radio stuff now. You're sounding a lot more confident. When we first got you on, a couple of months back, you were a little bit reserved, but congratulations to you, Dr. Jonathan.
it's good. You guys make it relax.
That's what we're here for, mate. That's what we're here for.
Because you're greeted by Gerald's weird noises when you enter the home. All right. What are we looking like today?
Yep. So we had 16 cases related to the outbreak yesterday. So that was the same as the day before. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that pretty much all of them were, you know, mostly isolating or quarantining. So only one was out and about in community infectious. So that's a pretty good sign. And that's where we wanted it to head. And I think we'll still see that over the next few days as people who are, hopefully most of the cases do come from people who are already, you know, they're close contacts and already in quarantine. There's a case up in Cairns that is the Delta variant, but apparently not linked to this current outbreak. Okay. So still looking into that a bit. And I guess we'll see with some more testing yesterday whether there's further cases up that way. And then kind of across the country, we've had a case down in Melbourne and a teacher, I think, and then over in WA, a FIFO worker. So a bit to look into across there, but really I guess eyes are on New South Wales as well with increasing numbers again.
Telling tales for us, obviously, in the next few days, mate. We need to be diligent and make sure that we are following all the rules. I mean, the health minister came out yesterday and said, if you don't need to leave the house, just completely don't. Is that something that you would like to back up as well, mate?
Yeah, I think so. And the chief health officer said something along the lines of we'd have to have something very, very special to not have lockdown go past Sunday, which is an interesting thing. I think she's really referring to lots of testing happening. So if you have any symptoms at all, go get tested so that we really know what's out there. And then the second thing is wanting to see people, but people are staying home. And after I was out at lunchtime, picking up some supplies for the clinic from the post office for the vaccine clinic, and I reckon there's lots of people out. Surprised, sure people have got to get their essentials from the groceries, but I just had the feeling was there's lots of cars on the roads, lots of people out of the shops.
Do you reckon we're going to get to a stage? I mean, look, I know we're still far away from not having lockdown and doing this, but These apps that we've already got that people know we're tracking, surely there's going to be a time where we're going to be like, all right, you can check your local shops, and there's going to be like, okay, there's 50 people there, don't go now. There's a time where you can go, or just, you know, are we going along the lines of something like that, Dr. Jonathan?
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but it's probably a good idea, isn't it?
Gerard, you're going to change the world.
Well, yeah, I just think...
That's brilliant.
I don't know why I just didn't copyright. I should have shut up, but I just think it's, you know, it's like anything. I mean, you know when you go to the shops and you see a car park and it goes, oh, there's only 37 car parks there. Why don't we have something like that in? We're already checking in anyway. I mean, I feel like then we know, okay, there's too many people at the shops. I won't go now. There's an opportunity. It's dying down. And then you get in your car and you pop down there a little bit later. I know there's probably a lot of logistics around it, but I just seem like that's sort of something could help if we're all seeming to go at the same time.
Yeah, and I think in the meantime, it's just thinking through what are the peak times and it's all spreading things out a bit. But I think the key is don't go out like every day. Yeah. Try to kind of save up things and see what you can get through for a few days and then just grab what you need.
Online shopping though, like, I mean, it's how brilliant is this? I mean, you can just go pick your stuff up now or they can drop it all for you. I feel like we're not really, we've just got to be more diligent on that. Like take advantage of those things. If we're not supposed to leave, just order them, go pick it up, stay in your car. They chuck it in your car and you're off.
Yeah, that's it. I guess we think about the advantages to ourselves that if we don't go and visit these places, then when there is a case, it's not a whole lot of other people who have to go get tested, and none of us want to get tested unnecessarily, you know. So, I guess it just cuts down those contact tracing locations that people...
Jarrell also mentioned this morning, what would it... Like, I know it's a bit hard because people still do have to go to the shops or whatever, but he said, he's like, would it be a possibility that they could just go for 1 week, like we're doing now, but 1 week, just do not leave your house? If you need something, online order or whatever, or have like maybe a designated time that each suburb can go out thing. But he was saying, he's like, wouldn't it be better just to...
If we just went into a serious, hard 6-day... Would that, I know there's still people that we go, oh, people are still essential, but we're basically, the economy's gone anyway.
Like,
I mean,
other
we're
than
not,
emergency workers
yeah.
and people that really have to go to work, like doctors and stuff, would it just be better to just go stay home?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're probably doing as well as we could.
We can,
I don't know if that increasing to that level would have made things any better. At looking at this stage, I mean, we'll probably need the next few days to be able to look back on that. But I guess, yeah, you probably do that if you were even more worried or things weren't working. That's the sort of case in Sydney, you've just got to go harder. And that's always the hard thing, is how hard do you go straight up to so that you kind of knock it on the head. But I think probably Queensland's had the right approach. I mean, although you could do more, it would have a bigger impact. It does have a big impact currently on businesses, but you'd have an even bigger impact. And I think you still want to minimise what it does to the economy.
I suppose the thing that I was just thinking is, if we're already doing it to half of the people, you know, why not all of us suffer? I know that sounds terrible, but
like for a week,
why not we all just why not we all just be in the same boat and go, look, there's no favourites here. We're all just in it together. I'm sort of a person, a half class full kind of person instead of the other way around. So, there's ways that don't help people. There's probably, 60, 50% that go both ways, Dr. Jonathan, I suppose.
I think it's something to ask, but I suspect that probably would be in the same boat and probably not. It wouldn't have as big an impact from looking at the numbers so far. So, it's something that they've got to weigh up, I guess, with their public health direction.
And there's always one rebel. I think someone has escaped quarantine on the Gold Coast. What do we say to those people? Like, this is the reason why we're in these situations, aren't we?
Oh, it's just such a big deal, isn't it? So, there's just got to be consequences for that, because it puts everyone at risk, and not just. It's business, but it's people's lives at risk when that happens, especially with we've still got to get our vaccination rates up to have the most vulnerable protected. I think that's just it's irresponsible and disappointing, but, that's the very small percentage, isn't it? So,
definitely. Well, mate, always a pleasure to talk to you in the morning, and tomorrow's Friday, so we will talk to you with a smile on our face. I know there's not a lot of work is going out anyway at the moment, but the weekend is upon us. Thank you once again, and we will talk to you same time tomorrow, mate.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.